It seems like almost yesterday that the largest tree in Charleston, Missouri was cut down. The giant cottonwood was said to be the largest and most loved tree in the city. Legend has it that the tree was fully grown when Missouri became a state in 1821, and that it witnessed the founding of the town in 1837. But by 1933, Charleston had expanded and grown around the mighty cottonwood, and it stood squarely in the center of State Street, directly behind the home of Edwin P. Deal, a prominent resident and town historian. Mr. Deal valued the past glory of the great tree as a city landmark, a resting place for ballplayers, shade tree for horses and mules, and during the Civil War, an important lookout for approaching enemy forces. But by the mid-30s, the growing number of automobiles led many to believe that this obstacle to traffic should be removed. And in August of 1933, the City Council voted to end the tree's long history. And in September, it came down. But the action made citizens of Charleston aware of the value of their old and majestic trees, and numerous protests came to Mayor E.E. Oliver and the City Council. Letters, songs, and poems were directed to those whose actions led to the demise of the great tree. No protest more poignant than a poem that asked, "Mr. Mayor and Council too, what in hell will you next do? Cutting down our trees so grand, why not leave these monarchs stand?" It seems like almost yesterday when Charleston lost this giant monarch. This is Frank Nichol.